open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Dunkin' Donuts here with you for the next hour. We just heard the Eilers set from San Francisco from their 2000 album, The Last Match, and the song Hit the Snow, which apparently is going to happen tomorrow or the next day. Hit the snow, get your boots out, get the salt out, get the shovel out. Very exciting. It finally feels like winter, doesn't it, people? It didn't feel like winter for the longest time. It just rained, and it was gray. And then last week it got cold, and all of a sudden, bam, it really is December. It really is winter. Summer really is over. Blah. And the reason, well, I love that song, but the other reason I played that is because this is going to be a special Best of the Decade episode of Dunkin' Donuts. The zeros are almost over, just a couple more weeks, and so this is going to be a look back at the last 10 years, some of the music that I really liked. It was hard to fit this in. I don't even know how I'm going to do it with the songs that I have here, so we'll see. There's a lot of exceptions, but I'm going to try and squish as much good stuff as I can in. This is also the non-local edition. So I already did a Best of the Decade local edition, and so these are all non-Vancouver bands, just to, as a caveat. I'm not excluding Vancouver from my favorite of the decade. All right, so let's get to it. We have songs from each year, some stuff from some Canadian stuff, some American stuff, some international stuff. So let's get started. Probably my favorite... what's that term? A conceptual album of the decade. 69 Love Songs by the Magnetic Fields. A towering achievement by Stephen Merritt and his coterie of musicians. So we're going to hear the song No One Will Ever Love You from 69 Love Songs. I'm sure most of you have heard a bunch of that stuff. If you haven't, treat yourself. It's the perfect winter music. It's so Bittersweet. Perfect. All right, let's stop talking. This is The Magnetic Fields from their 60 Love Songs, No One Will Ever Love You, here on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
was Spoon. Spoon from Austin, Texas, on Merge Records. And that was the album Kill the Moonlight from 2004, I believe. Great album. That was my the first Spoon album I got into, so maybe I'm partial to that one in particular. But, man, I love that album. And I had the good fortune of seeing them twice on that tour. It was fantastic. So that was the song Stay Don't Go. I've never seen them. I've seen them three times now. They've never performed it live, I guess because Britt doesn't want to beatbox live, but I wish. I wish. Before that, we heard Mira from her album Advisory Committee. We heard the title track, produced by Phil Elverum of The Microphones and Mount Eerie. I was going to try and fit in a microphone song from The Glow Part 2, but it was there's not enough time. I only have an hour. So I decided to kind of double up there and put a Mira song that he produced. Because he, a lot of his stuff from that era, early 2000s, is just incredible. It's still pretty cool, but it's a bit more friendlier back then, I find. But great stuff. And then at the top, we heard 69 Love Songs by the Magnetic Fields. All right, where are we going now? We're going to 2000. We're still around 2003. I don't have my thing with me. Anyways, we're going to hear some CanCon. We're going to hear some Hidden Cameras. We're going to hear their first album. We're going to hear the song Band Marriage from The Smell of Our Own. Excellent song. Nothing much more to say than that. Band Marriage, great idea. For all. Band Marriage for all. And then after that, we're going to hear The Knife from Denmark. Or Sweden, and then some Postal Service. Because even though now it looks like, oh, Postal Service, blah, 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 overheard. Back in 2004, people could not get enough, people that I know, whose musical taste I respect, loved the Postal Service, could not get enough of it. Now it's a little played out, but this isn't, yeah, I'm not using, revisionist glasses to look back in the past decade. I'm trying to be true to what I listened to, what I really liked, and the Postal Service was one of my favorite records back then. But let's start with the Hidden Cameras. This is Band Marriage.
Thank you. CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kids. Show your friends of CITR card at Canterbury Tales Secondhand Books, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Prussian Music, The Eatery, Grindhouse Video, Fresh's Best Salsa & Co., Roy Shoes Limited, Vaz Boutique, Sage Natural Wellness, Gumdrops, Spank Shoes, Banyan Books, and the UBC Bike Kitchen, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Well, I wanna be your old lover. I wanna be your man. I want you to understand.
That was the Postal Service from their album, their only album, I think, Give Up. The song Nothing Better. Back in the day, I used to love that song. Haven't listened to that in a very long time. Before that, we heard The Knife with their song Pass This On from Deep Cuts, my favorite album. I think it's poppier. I think it's nicer than Silent Shout and that other one. It's happier. I don't know. Silent Shout, it's great stuff, but so dark. Ooh. And then before that, we heard The Hidden Cameras with band Marriage, a song I was lucky enough years ago to sing in the choir for. when they played at Richards on Richards, I got to sing in the choir, which was thrilling. Very thrilling. Fake mustache, headband, all of it. Unfortunately, I couldn't get into their latest show because my friend lost the tickets. Very sad. It was nice of him to buy me a ticket, but then he lost them. All right. We're going to do show announcements now. Tonight, Jay Tillman is playing with Pearly Gate Music and Red Cedar at the Biltmore. Tomorrow night, the Parallels are at the Astoria. Saturday night, Lakefield is at the Biltmore. Vapid Petroleum Byproduct and Sick Error are at the Astoria. That same night, 7, 9s, and 10s, Jakarta and Glory Hole are at the Balmoral. Fanshawe is playing with the Lost Lovers Brigade, Sejaya, Bleeding Hearts, and Friendship in the Fawn at Blim. That's an all-ages show, and it's a fundraiser for the Safe Amplification Site Society. Also that night, Greenbelt is playing with Half Chinese, Bench, Don Optimist, Aunts and Uncles, and OK Vancouver OK at La Casa della Artista. That's an all-ages show as well. I don't know how Jeff is going to get from there to play with Bleeding Hearts, but I'm sure he can figure it out. But the big show that night is Ben Lai's birthday. It's featuring Ben's Trip, an Eric's Trip cover band. It's also featuring Safety Show, Fine Mist, and Chad Blue at the Railway Club. That will be epic, and it'll go late, so you should go to those other things that end early and then get yourself down to the railway for a very fun night celebrating a very good dude, Ben Lai. It's his birthday on Sunday the 13th, as is Luke Meat's birthday. So if you see either Luke or Meat, if you see Luke or Ben this weekend, wish them a very happy birthday. They've earned it. On the 14th, Parlor Steps are playing with Aiden Knight at the Biltmore. That part of that is a donation for new socks and underwear, so bring new socks and underwear. On the 15th, now there's no shindig anymore. It's a Tuesday night and no shindig. Congratulations to Hidden Towers on your great win. I personally was rooting for Kidnap Kids. That's probably not a secret to anyone. I'm a big fan of theirs. They came in third. So, you know, they did okay. Half Chinese were second, and Pro Nails came in fourth. But all of the bands got some studio time, got some other gifts. Congratulations to all of them, and congratulations to all the bands that participated. There were other bands that didn't make it, so, you know, just getting nominated is an honor. So now that we don't have a shindig, Tuesday night, we have to find other things to do, like go see Beekeeper, Steven Nelson, Ben Gorodetsky, and Max Kaczewski at the Backstage Lounge. Also that night, Sloan are playing with Magneta Lane and, what? Fine Mist at the Commodore, that's right. Fine Mist opening for Sloan, that'll be wild. On the 18th, the Mental Beast Christmas Party and Eggnog Experience Release Show is happening at the Biltmore. Bring a donation to the food bank, and it is going to be bananas. There's going to be tons of bands. It'll be super fun. So get there early. I don't think there's any advance tickets either. Get there at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss out. Later on in December, Magic Markers are playing with Sick Alps and Sharing Pinks at the Rickshaw. That's also on the 18th. And on the 19th, the Pointed Sticks are playing a couple of shows. An all-ages show at 2 p.m. with the Evaporators, and an evening show with the TVs and Strange Magic. And the last show I'm announcing, The Endless Bummer from San Diego, Mr. David Barkley, is going to be playing Chris Terrific's Shed on December 27th. So get there. It's going to be great. We're working on some opening bands. I'll be helping out with it with Chris, but it should be a very fine evening of entertainment. If you need to know where the Shed is, maybe send me an email at duncansdonuts@gmail.com and I can help you out. I'm not going to announce it on air. All right, getting back to the task at hand. Best decade music. The Unicorns. I love The Unicorns. They broke up. They're now in a bunch of different bands. You've got your Clues. You've got your Islands. You've got the Corn Gang or whatever it is. The Unicorns was where it was at, as far as I'm concerned. Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone? Fantastic album. We're going to hear a short song off of that. There are better songs, but we're just listening to the shortest one. And we're going to have to whip through this. We've got 25 minutes, and we've got several years to go. So let's just get to that. This is The Unicorns on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Johnson, taking solid motions to put to use. Keep me awake around the generator.
Catch the alarm.
Got things in peril.
Evacuate.
Yes, it's things in peril.
Catch the alarm.
Got things in peril.
Evacuate.
Yes, it's things in peril. Motivate a planned submission.
Teaching all of the valuable lessons.
Teachings in the facts desk. Stains in peril.
Evacuate.
Yes, it's stains in peril.
Catch the alarm.
Cause stains in peril.
Evacuate.
Yes, stains in peril.
That was The Blow from their album, Poor, or their EP, Poor Aim Love Songs. That was the first kind of musical output in which Jonah from Yacht collaborated with Kayla from The Blow. She was Get the Hell Out of the Way of the Volcano, and then she became The Blow, recorded an album like that, and then started collaborating with Jonah, and to tremendous results, as far as I'm concerned. That EP and Paper Television are incredible. After Paper Television, they toured a bunch and broke up. And so Jonah has focused on Yacht, and he's doing that kind of thing. They're going to be at the Biltmore in January, which is pretty cool. But Kayla hasn't put out anything since then, and I don't know. I don't know where she goes from here. I mean, her sound was so enriched by that collaboration. I don't know. She performed at the Art Basel in Miami earlier this week and had sort of a conceptual performance piece about her working with Lindsay Lohan. I don't know. But yeah, I hope that she keeps doing it because I love the blow dearly. Before that, we heard Hank from Toronto with their song Danes in Peril. For the longest time, I thought that was about Danish people, maybe a little Hamlet reference. It's about Claire Danes. Jez, the lead singer, really likes Claire Danes. and at the top, we heard the Unicorns, dearly departed Unicorns from Montreal, the song The Clap. Okay, at this time I'd really like to remind you that the Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Jay Tillman of Fleet Foxes with Pearly Gate Music and Red Cedar. Friday, Tyrant's Blood with Dagelow Abortions, Dead Driver, Wasteland, and Mr. Plow. Saturday, the early show is Talent Time Christmas Special featuring Paul Anthony and his bunch of merry pranksters. And the late show is Glory Days. Monday, Thunderwear, The Left with Aiden Knight and Parlor Steps. Cover charge is new socks and undies for the homeless and $1. Pretty good deal. Wednesday, Rock and Roll Pizza Party with The Transmitters, Manic, Attracts, and Student Teacher. And there will be pizza from what I hear. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. Great. Okay, moving on. We don't have much time. Gotta keep going. I'm gonna have to cut some of this short. Milkman. An album by Deerhoof. It's amazing. This is the song Dog on the Sidewalk. Then we're gonna hear some Liars. Here we go.
Dog on the sidewalk, dog on the sidewalk, dog on the sidewalk. I saw. Dog on the sidewalk, dog on the sidewalk, dog on the sidewalk.
Cry for the world.
Hey, that was Caribou from his album The Milk of Human Kindness. The song Hands First, very short on purpose because we have so little time, so little time. Before that, we heard The Liars from their album They Were Wrong, So We Drowned. The song There's Always Room on the Broom. They have a new album coming out next year. You can find a new song online. And at the top, we heard Milkman, or the album Milkman, from the album Milkman, the song Dog on the Sidewalk by Deerhoof. And then some blow there as well. All right, moving on. Let's hear some Cat Power. She cleaned up her act. You Are Free is an excellent album, but the greatest, everything seemed to kind of gel together for Cat Power. She was no longer, or I guess she was about to kick the drink. She played with this great Memphis session players, and it is just sublime music as far as I'm concerned. So we're going to hear the title track from her album, The Greatest. Here we go. This is Cat Power.
Sleep back. I forgot to tell you. What? Don't cross the street.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
This is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a hound. 9,000 completely.
The Matrix is everywhere.
We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
A bit of Herbert in the background there. That's Herbert from his album Scale with the song Something Isn't Right. Great, great song. And before that, we heard some Cat Power. So that's going to about do it. We only have like 3 minutes left. Marielle is coming up next with We All Fall Down, and then Mariev with The French Connection, and Persian Cafe later on in the afternoon, and Robin with Ink Studs in between all that. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. Next week, we have my Best of the Year show. After that, Christmas show, and then a New Year's Eve dance party show. So the next 3 weeks are going to be very exciting here on Dunkin' Donuts. Let's see. If you like what you heard, check us out on the podcast. You can find that at citr.ca. If you want to know what I played today, check out the blog at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. I'll have some lists up there as well, just year-end lists if you want to, you know, check out my narcissism. And I'm going to finish things off with probably the only track I can think of that really sums up my favorite single of the year, of the decade. It's called Losing My Edge by LCD Sound System. Figured very prominently in my favorite PSA of the decade, which I did with David for Shindig. And yeah, it's an amazing song. It's from 2002. Here we go. This is LCD Sound System with their single Losing My Edge. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in, and see you next week.
Yeah, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. The kids are coming up from behind. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids from France and from London. But I was there. I was there in 1968. I was there at the first Cannes show in Cologne. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids whose footsteps I hear when they get on the decks. I'm losing my edge to the internet seekers who can tell me every member of every good group. 1962 to 1978. Although we're losing my edge. I'm losing all the kids to the Utopia Brooklynites and Berlin and Little Jackets and borrowed nostalgia for the unremembered 80s. Well, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. But I was there.
Turntables. I hear that you and your band have sold your
turntables and brought guitars. I hear everybody that you know is more relevant than everybody I know. Sonic Force, just hit me one. I can bend, roll, gotcha, David Axelrod, Electric Prunes, Gil, Scott, Heron, The Slits, Spouse, Mantronics, Aero Sanders, and the Fire Engine, The Swans, The Soft Cell, The Sonic, The Sonic, The Sonic, The Sonic.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events.